San Antonio is known as Military City USA for its Air Force and Army installations and its population of active and retired military. The University of Texas at San Antonio is home to many veterans of the Afghan War who either attend classes or work there. Daniel Henley works at the university's Center for Military-Affiliated Students. But for much of 2012 and 2013, he was an Air Force Staff Sergeant working in intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance in Afghanistan. He supports the treaty.
I desperately hope it works. You know, I've lost people either from things they dealt with over there or, you know, directly in fighting or through other circumstances. But, you know, not everybody gets to come home from over there.
The treaty calls for the U.S. to depart the country during an 18-month troop drawdown. In return, the Taliban are expected to prevent the country from becoming a haven for international terrorism. They are also expected to enter peace talks with the Afghan government. Matt Walker is a UTSA student and in 2008 was a Marine in Afghanistan taking part in the buildup before the surge in Helmand Province. He says based on past experience, he's not sure the Taliban could be trusted to uphold their end of the treaty.
I definitely want Afghanistan to end well. If it does, then yes, it does bring closure. I've lost a lot of friends and gone through a lot as well. But, I'm hopeful that it does happen. But, history kind of tells the tale.
Johnny Macias is a student but spent some post-9/11 time as an Air Force tech sergeant working on KC-135s in support of operations in Afghanistan. He says the proposed treaty offers a new approach to conclude the war.
I'm sure there's doubts across the board, and I'm sure there's people who are truly in support of this. I believe that, quite honestly, that our approach does need to change. You know, we've been doing this for quite some time, ever since the Bush administration.
April Flores works at the school's Center for Military-Affiliated Students. During much of 2011 and 2012, she served in the U.S. Army as a convoy security gunner. Like the other veterans, she is hopeful for an end to the war, but she does not see lasting peace.
It may die down for a bit, but I believe that they're just going to go back to their old ways. I had a friend, he was one of our medics, and he was actually from Afghanistan. And what he told us then, this is back in 2012, so things might have changed by now, but he said that they've been fighting the same battle for the past 2,000 years, and nothing's going to change.
All four veterans, including Flores, say they believe the treaty should have some protections for women, which it currently lacks.
They certainly do need more rights. They're usually at the bottom of the totem pole. Even women who get raped there by either Taliban or just random people, a lot of times they're disgraced at that point, even though it wasn't their fault, but they have to take care of a child, and a lot of them are just homeless on the side of the road.
Over the past couple of decades of U.S. involvement in Afghanistan, women in parts of the country have returned to work in school. The four veterans believe women in areas under Taliban control should have the same rights. The last Bush administration even argued women's rights was yet another reason to fight the Taliban. I'm Brian Kirkpatrick in San Antonio.